Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Tanya, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
So I want to start, like I start with everyone. Tell us, how did you find me, or how did you find the Organize 365 podcast?
So I found you in September of 2019 at the Get Organized HQ event. So that was my very first experience with Lisa and Organize 365.
Okay. And you were like, so that event is great. It's like an annual summit where they bring all these different professional organizers, people who speak about homemaking, just those are the categories I'm usually in. But I think there's like planners, date books, like it's a great conference. It gets bigger and bigger every year. It's online. It's free. It's usually in early fall, about this time that you're listening to this. It probably just ended. So yeah, I've done that every year. I really enjoy it. So were you looking to get your personal paper organized? Did you already have a professional organization business? Like, what is your personal paper and work organization journey?
So it's kind of a whirlwind. So that was September of 2019. By November of 2019, I joined All Access Plus. So I was definitely looking for a solution to my organization. I've always been a pretty organized person. I love planners. I love, well, date books. Let me rephrase. I love date books. I love all those types of things, but I never really found the thing that made me feel like I was organized and could get me to the goal setting and achieving those goals. So right after that summit, I did All Access Plus with an entrepreneur workbox because we had just started our greenhouse business and I did not have my professional organizing business yet. So that was kind of my first big, I just jumped right in. After that, I got the first planning day with the All Access Plus, and that planning day in December of 2019, it just all clicked for me. I never really got to the goal setting and implementing and achieving those goals. I was always planning for things. You know, I did a lot of like future planning because I've been a bullet journal girl in the past. So that kind of like gets you to thinking about the future and all that, but not really the goal setting part. So that's kind of where I started. And then by February of 2020, I signed up to be Sunday Basket certified.
Perfect timing.
Right before the world closed. And then I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? But I was glad that, you know, things got changed a little bit and it was a little more possible to start that business during that time. And then after that was Embrace in 2020, which was an amazing experience. The community that we had during that time, when there was just a crazy time in the world, was like, it was just amazing to have everyone come together and just share all the things that they shared. And I just really, really liked that experience. I was upset that we didn't get to have it in person, but it was really nice. And then in October of 2020, I jumped right in and did the All Paper certification, which is now Paper Solution certified. So overall, it took me about a year to go all in on every single thing.
Okay, so I want to go all the way back to that planning day that you did in late 2019. Was it a workbox planning day or was it the 100-day planning day?
That was the 100-day planning day because workbox planning day didn't exist yet.
Yes. So when did I start workbox? Was it December?
That was December of 2020. Yeah.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Okay. You know, we all have this like vacuum of time now in the middle of our lives. So I love how you have internalized a lot of the little mantras that I say. I have always been a date book girl as well. The only true planner I ever had growing up was the Franklin Covey planner, which I loved and did not overwhelm me. But any of my friends, like, they just wanted a simple, fun date book, like a place where they could record all their dates. They didn't want to do all the planning that like a true Franklin Covey planner would have. So the 100-day planner and now the Workbox planner both combine that fun date book, but a true quarterly or trimester planning time, which is the key to achieving all of your goals. Like, we're so busy just trying to get our to-do list done that we never make any forward progress. Like, the to-do list just in the middle of the night, it grows again the next day. Like, it doesn't go away. And so how do you get to actually achieving your personal and professional goals? Happens in planning. Like, that's how it happens. It happens in planning. And I feel guilty because I'm so all in on planning days and planners. And my business and life actually moves faster the more planning days I do. So it's not like if you start doing planning days, you're going to get everything done and now you're going to have an easier, simpler life. You're actually going to get a lot more done. You're going to have even bigger goals and dreams for yourself. And your life is actually going to move faster, but it's not going to feel overwhelming and chaotic. It's going to feel planned and purposeful. And until you experience it, I think everyone's so overwhelmed, like they don't want more to do. Like, you're nodding your head. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
100%. 100%. Because it's great because I have been such a planner, or, you know, and loving calendars and all of that. One of my friends really like gives me a hard time. She's like, you have your calendars and your planners back from like high school. And I'm like, yes, because you will ask me something and I will be able to go find it and tell you exactly when that happened. People do that. Like, and that's my thing. Like, that's my memory piece. That's the thing that I really love. And so, but when you can look back now and say, look at all these goals that I set and look, like all of them are done. I love that because it gives you that piece of like, wow, like this is really working. And you don't get that with other date books and planners. You don't get the satisfaction of seeing, I said I wanted to do this. I put the work in and this is what I did. You don't get that with other systems. That's the part that I really love. And I think that, you know, it really does make a difference in wanting to set more goals. You're right. It doesn't make it, you're not less busy. You're more busy, but you're focused and you are organized. And so that makes a huge difference. You're not just like running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah. Yeah. I was that chicken for quite a while. So it's like running all over the place. So yeah, you signed up for the Sunday Basket certification the last time we really had it open, like during the entire pandemic. The certification was closed. And when you signed up for it in February, like right before the world closed, the only way to do Sunday Basket workshops at the time was live in person. Like, we didn't have any virtual option, which obviously like week two of the pandemic shut down, I was like, okay, and now you guys are all virtual and you can have Facebook groups. And we changed the contract for that. And then in the middle there, you signed up for the Paper Solution Certification, which we gave people who were already in the certification the ability to add on that additional upgrade, because during the pandemic was an amazingly awesome time for people to hold Zoom retreats. Like, you're in your house with your paper, get on your computer, join people all over the world and get your paper organized. Like, it was one of the positives that came out of the pandemic in my experience. Like, it gave you something productive that you could do. And also, there are always going to be people that cannot leave their homes. They just cannot travel to wherever there's going to be a paper retreat. So I enjoyed that we were able to do that as well. Now we're moving back into more the in-person paper retreats. So, but the option is still there to do it virtually. And I want to say, which way do you prefer to do it, in person or virtually? Or do you have a preference?
I don't really have a preference. I like to be able to do it virtually just because I can reach more people. The timing of it is good because I can work with someone in California when it's a good time for them. I can work with, you know, people internationally when it's good for them. So I like the option, but I'm ready to be in person with people too. I'm an extrovert, and so I'm ready to get out there and meet with people. But I know that some people aren't comfortable with that, and some people just can't. So I like being able to have the option both ways, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the pandemic opened us up to the opportunity to do things virtually and in person and some hybrid models. So you were already an organizing type person. Like, you sound like me. Like, if there's like, can I go to another organizing summit and glean like one or two new ideas and then add it to my repertoire? Like, so I have like all ultimate organizing knowledge. You went through your house, you got your paper organized, and then you started your business. You mentioned you have a business with a greenhouse. Is that what it is?
Yes, we have a greenhouse business, which we also started in 2019, right before everything closed down. So we built the greenhouse in 2019, and then mostly did, you know, local farmers markets and things 2020. But it was a little more difficult because a lot of things had, you know, not quite opened up yet when the season started in 2020. So it was fairly small last year, but we're getting bigger this year and hopefully bigger next year.
So what's in your greenhouse? Is it plants? Is it fruits and vegetables? Is it?
So we have mostly tomato and pepper plants, and then we have some flowers, and we'll kind of evolve as time goes on. So yeah.
Well, one of my pandemic, so apparently whenever the world is falling apart, I like to pretend that I'm going to be a gardener. So when my father passed away, I built 7 raised flower beds in our yard. Like, all summer long, I kept buying the wood and all, like, it's the best soil ever. And I planted it all. And that's how far I get. And then it gets weeded and whatever. And then I had those raised flower beds for like 3 or 4 years. And then I finally just took them all apart one at a time. And by the end of 7 years, I didn't have any anymore. So as soon as the pandemic started, I got one of those hydroponic garden things. Well, I could just tell you, all the greenhouses that sold all those little pods of tomatoes and all those things, you don't even want to know how much I spent on this hydroponic thing. I've sold it. It's gone. I had 2 really expensive salads. And I sold it. But I, like, whenever there's like, I have no control over anything else, my house is already organized. Like, that's what I used to do. When I feel like I don't have control over anything, like, I start decluttering and organizing my house. Well, when your house is organized, I start growing food, which is hilarious. I don't even cook. Like, what am I thinking? So yeah, I just started growing vegetables. And let me just tell you, it was hard to find seedlings anywhere in the beginning of 2020.
Yes, it was. It was, everyone decided they wanted to start a garden project. Everyone was, it was, which was good for us because we were selling plants.
Yeah. I wonder how many people still have those gardens, or if they're like, ah, yeah, that season's over. So I need to make a note in my planner that the next time the world is ending, I'm not a gardener. But I probably will try to do it again, which I think is hilarious. So you started your own business before that, had you had your own businesses? Like, what is your work history, your family's work history?
So I have been working in a finance department in a corporation for about, I guess, 9 years. Actually, I think this Friday is my 9-year anniversary. So I work as an assistant controller in a finance department for a company that overhauls and repairs airplane propellers. And I've been doing that for about 9 years. And then I just have always wanted to have my own business. I think I'm multi-passionate. And so while I want to have my own business, I also like the stability that a 9-to-5 job offers me. So, and I just like doing lots of things. So it's hard for me to pick. So I just do everything.
So how have you, like, you've heard of Lisa math, right? You knew how I was doing birds for my inventory. Yeah.
Yeah. We traded some messages about that.
So back as the pandemic's happening, so I buy inventory, and I, before the supply chain was a thing, I knew the supply chain was going to be a thing. And I ordered a year's worth of inventory in the spring of 2020 when all these other retailers stopped placing orders. I, like, totally overordered because the supply chain is very delicate, as now everybody knows, very integrated. And they're just like one little thing goes off and then the whole supply chain gets disrupted in so many ways, as everybody now knows, because you've lived through the toilet paper and the little silicon chips and the pipeline and all these different things. But I intuited that all the way back in the beginning of 2020. And so I ordered a lot of inventory and I was trying to figure out the math of it on Instagram. And so I was talking about birds that were flying away from me, and the birds were money. Birds were flying away. Birds were like hovering on POs and I was trying to keep track of them. Birds had come back into my warehouse and were sitting there. So my cash was sitting on inventory. We just built on this orange shelving at the time of this recording. We're recording in May. And I said to the team, I was like, here where all the pallets are going. I said, just imagine stacks of money. This is all just going to be stacks of money. You're going to be on all of these different things. So we were talking about that. So I knew that you had a financial background that was more than talking about different kinds of birds for money.
Yeah.
Yes. So when you look at the workbox, you've been inside of more than one company as well. Like, as companies are growing, people get an idea. Someone like me gets an idea and we create it. So I create a podcast, I create a course, then I create the Sunday basket. And then people are like, oh yeah, this is working for me. And the company starts to grow. If you have never owned a company, let me just tell you, there's not a point where the business owner goes, oh, I'm going to stop for a month and I'm going to organize this like a structured business. And then I'm going to move forward. Now, we at Organize 365 have done that a couple of times, but all of my friends who are business owners, all these other entrepreneurs I know, no, you're just growing the company. You're just doing the next thing, the next thing. You don't like build out this little perfect company plan and plug everything in. That's not how companies get created. So it tends to be very chaotic inside of most companies. Most companies are not organized. Like, this is the first time we've been in business almost 10 years. This is the first time we've had to have credit checks. Like when we got the orange shelving, when we got the forklift, and when we got custom boxes, all of those companies did credit checks on us. Now, mind you, I've ordered like 10,000 Sunday baskets and nobody did a credit check. So I didn't realize that this was a thing. To get a $350 a month forklift in our warehouse, we had to fill out more paperwork than I did when I signed this lease. Like, I'm like, where did this credit check thing come from? 9 years in business, I never had to do one.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And so that's
surprising.
You don't realize. Well, if you make friends with manufacturers and they believe in what you're doing, they just kind of like moving it down the road. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, as you have this idea and you have an entrepreneur workbox, or, you know, you partner with an entrepreneur that's growing a business, like you've started your greenhouse and you're doing it on your own now, you really realize there's a lot more to all of this than just having a great idea that people want to buy or solves a problem for people in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so as you've worked in your own greenhouse business or with other business owners, what are the things that you like about the workbox that have really helped?
Oh my goodness. I think just being able to put things in an organized fashion to where you know that you can find something when you need it. And it also helps you build the systems that you need to be able to do your regular day-to-day checklists and activities. That's one of the things that I really loved about setting up my workbox and using my workbox planner is the checklists are great for me because I know there's things I have to do every single day. There's things I have to do every week. There's things I have to do every month. And sometimes if you don't have just that visual reminder, I know at month end, I grab my month end slash pocket, I grab my checklist, and I go through everything, and I'm not going to miss a step because it's all right there. And that's really helpful.
And it saves a lot of time because, I mean, otherwise, like when I was doing year end for like, or month end for my direct sales business, it'd be like, okay, I need to find invoices, I need to find receipts, I need to find the category thing. Oh yeah, I forgot to do mileage. I forgot, like, so once I had it all on a checklist, it would take me 4 hours, which people would be like, I don't want to spend 4 hours doing that. It's not optional. Like doing the end of the month bookkeeping is not optional. You can outsource it to a bookkeeper and pay for it, but you have to do record keeping in a business. You should do record keeping in your personal finances. You don't want to do it because you don't want to say, oh yeah, I overspent on this, or we really shouldn't have done that, or we missed our sales mark. But not doing the paperwork doesn't mean that those things didn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Not even a little bit. And I love personal finance too. And so that from, I mean, that's another thing I kind of geek out on is just like, I love my budget and I, you know, I like to tend to my budget. I don't leave my budget alone for too long because, you know, I know that it did happen. And the sooner you own up to it, the sooner you can move on and make other choices, you know, in the future. So, yes, you have to reconcile and you have to know what happened in the past to be able to shape the future. So.
And I think when you look at those four colors in the business workbox, so we have pink, which is marketing and leads. We have purple, which is your projects and your customers. And you know where the bulk of your work is, your work day is actually happening each month. And then you have blue, which is your personal development or your team or your contractors, whoever you're working with. And green is what we were just talking about, the checklists, the financial, the routine things that have to happen in your company every day, every week, every month, every quarter, and every year. We all tend to be good at one of those things, and then we're okay at a second one. And then there are two that we want to pretend that just don't even exist. It's just a fact. There is no one who is like good at all four. But yet, if you own your own business or you are responsible for a large portion of a business, you have to do all four. Even if you work for somebody, you have to do all four activities. You just might not have to do very many of the ones that aren't your expertise. And so when you can put a number on it, like I knew for my month end for my direct sales, it was 4 hours. I would budget 4 hours at the end of the month or the beginning of the next month to do my green slash pockets. And then I would not look at my green slash pockets the rest of the month. So you can do that. You can figure out like, here is the minimum amount of time I'm going to have to spend on this color. And then once I do it, I'm done with that for the entire month. And for me, that actually felt better to know like, okay, if I spend 4 hours on green slash pockets, then my finances are done for the month and I can go ahead and focus on pink and purple, which is what I like to do.
Yeah. If you know it's waiting for you, it stops that dread a little bit that you, you can just move on. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So Tanya, we offered you the opportunity to be one of the first Workbox certified organizers and join us in the mastermind as like we created the whole thing. Why did you decide to take us up on that? Like, why did you decide to add Workboxes into what you were already doing?
It was a no-brainer for me. Absolutely. they have just helped me so much, the Workboxes, in my corporate job, in both of my side businesses. I just knew that I wanted to help people who are multi-passionate like me. The biggest problem I had was deciding which one, because in the beginning there were a bunch of different boxes. So yeah, I knew I was going to do it. I just wasn't sure which one I was going to do.
Yes. This is back when we had an entrepreneur workbox and a corporate workbox and direct sales workbox. And at that time, actually, when you joined the mastermind, our plan was literally to create 89 different workboxes, like an accounting one. Like we were going to create all these different workboxes. And like, we didn't even get through half of the first mastermind in, I can't remember if corporate or entrepreneur was first. And we were like, oh, it's one business workbox. It's just a Friday business workbox. All businesses have these designations. They just call them something differently. Like, were you so relieved when we came to that decision immediately?
Yes, because it was, I mean, I literally went back and forth because I used both the corporate and the entrepreneur. And I was like, I can't choose. I love them both. Like, I can't choose which one. And so, yes, that I was very relieved when we made that decision. I was like, yes, awesome.
What other things that changes that we made, did you really like, or did you think are going to be a game changer going forward in that business Friday workbox?
So many things. I think the rebranding of the box is going to help because it will help people know that this is strictly for business and the Sunday basket is strictly for personal, which is a line that people like to want to try and blur. But I find them to be so important to keep separate. It works much better that way. If you're totally focused on your business at one time, and then you totally focus on your home at another time. So I think that will help. I also like the new colors of the flash pockets. I know people have been asking for that for a long time. And, you know, I was so glad to be able to share that as people were like, I really need more red. I really need this. And so I think that'll be really helpful. I think the course that goes along with the workbox is going to be really helpful for people who are just not sure how to set it up. The professional organizers, us, really know each box, each business, really are trained to help people set those up. But having that course is going to be really helpful for people who like to do things on their own. And so they can go step by step through that and just kind of see which pieces and parts they can combine to make their workbox the best for them.
Yeah, I totally agree, because you know, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're in direct sales, like you're starting your business on a budget. Like that investment of $250 in a workbox feels like $1 million when you do it. But just like you and I talked about, if you do the planning days and you go through your workbox every Friday and you set your goals every quarter, like it will not be very long before you feel like, oh, I have $250 a quarter to invest in, you know, these systems so that I achieve my goals and I'm doing more in less time that has more impact. And so adding on, you know, just one session with one of our certified organizers to get your business workbox more optimized, like it will pay dividends for a year. Like you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I had someone look at exactly what I'm doing. But that course will get you to where you understand your workbox about 80% of the way. So you're not spending that time one-on-one with a certified organizer to get it set up initially. Like if you can get it set up and kind of problem solve through it, then you can say, okay, I totally understand, you know, pink and purple and the 1.0s, but what would good checklists for my company be? And like, you would be an excellent person for what are the financials that this business needs? How is it best to record it? What are the checklists that, you know, their CPA is going to want at the end of the year when they're filing their taxes? I mean, their CPA would love them. Or if you're doing your own taxes through TurboTax or however you do it, like having all the numbers recorded in the right way as you go through, which is why we have that income and expense binder. You literally could take the numbers out of that income and expense binder, put it right in TurboTax and be done. Like they are categorized correctly for the United States Schedule C tax if you are doing an LLC.
Right. And if you do it each month, it saves you a whole bunch of time trying to hunt and peck through your emails and your boxes of receipts and everything like that. I love that binder because it's just, so now I just take the month out of the binder. I stick it in my workbox. I put everything for that month in there. And at the end of the month, when I do my month end, I pull that out. I do my month end. I put it back in my binder and then I take the next month out and I put it in my workbox. So it really works like a dream. I love it.
Yeah. I created that also when I was in direct sales and had done that, like February became like a nightmare. I was like, there's got to be an easier way. And that 4 hours every month then became, when you got to February, I literally could do my whole entire taxes in 4 hours because all the numbers were already there. And my accountant was like, this is good. I like whatever you're doing now. I like this a lot. What did you like most about our mastermind collaboration, like working with the other certified organizers who helped us to make this so much better?
The other certified organizers are amazing. I love all of them. We all have our own businesses and we all have our own strengths and weaknesses, and we all work together to, you know, help each other in the spots that some of us are weak in and some of us are strong in. I just really liked being able to do that, because you don't get to see that a lot, you know, people from different businesses coming together to really work together. And I just really I'm appreciative of you for inviting me, and I was really glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's so fun to be able to truly collaborate with people without like worrying about stuff. Like there was just no like, oh, that's my idea, I can't share that. Like everyone like was just, oh, here's what I do. Like you guys literally helped us create a better workbox, a better course. Like you watched all the videos in the course and you're like, okay, edit this out, clarify this, record another video about this. This isn't as clear. Like just to make that course as good as it can possibly be, so that when people come to a retreat or a workshop or a one-on-one, you know that you already know the content that they've received from Organize 365 and you can build on it versus creating the foundation for every single customer that you work with.
Yeah, it's great because Yeah, it does. And then you can really focus on customizing it to where they're not really sure about the pieces that they're not sure about. And you can learn more about their businesses, which is really interesting too.
Yeah. So tell everyone, Tanya, what is the name of your business? Where are you physically located? Which social media platforms do you like the most? Like, how can they get to know you better?
So I'm Tanya Blackburn. My business is Prime Organizing, and I'm just outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm mainly on Facebook and Instagram, and I would love to help anybody who needs help with a workbox or Sunday basket or anything else. I love all of the systems and products that Organize 365 offers, and I am just so glad to be a part of this organization.
Tanya, we are so glad to have you as well. Thank you so much for doing this interview and being a certified organizer.
Thank you, Lisa.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.